Hey Aaron, I was just wondering, when you were a little bit younger, maybe back at Cal and even before that, did you kind of look up to and admire Brady just as a guy who, had to really prove himself and kind of was in a situation that you were in?
Yeah, I'd say there was a little different situation. I don't think he went to junior college, but he only started, I believe, 1 year in college and was a backup starting his career in the league and then made the most of his opportunities. So, yeah, I definitely look up to his story. And I think he was picked pretty late. Him and he was like 199, I believe. So, gives guys kind of got passed over some confidence that they can get it done.
What's your relationship with him been like? I know, I think I saw you said you've hung out with him a little bit in the summer and everything. What's that been like the last couple of years?
Yeah, we're friends. We're friendly when we see each other.
Aaron, when you entered the league, obviously you were behind Brett Favre, a future Hall of Famer, for 3 years, and now this year it's a, I guess, a similar situation with Patriots rookie quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, just for the fact that he's now backing up a future Hall of Famer. What type of advice would you give to somebody in his position?
There's no better quarterback coach than the guy in front of you. For me, it was Brett. For him, it's Tom. That's the training right there. It's invaluable. The other quarterbacks usually don't have the opportunity to gain when you can watch a guy like that who's been consistently at the top of their game for a long time. That's pay attention to what he's doing, listen to what he says, how he goes about his business, and try and pick up as many things as you can from him, and try and incorporate the stuff you like into your own game.
Aaron, when you look at the Patriots defense and you know how changeable it is week to week, do you, when you put your game plan together, look and say, okay, well, they're probably going to do this and then bank on one thing? Or do you have to prepare for everything and every eventuality?
Well, the league's about adjustments. You got to be able to make adjustments within a game and at halftime. And then when you get out there, you got to be able to react and trust. Trust the things you worked on in practice and done throughout the year. So we're gonna run our offense and be ready for anything that they do, and then just adjust accordingly once we get out there to kind of some of the stuff they're doing. But they're gonna have a great plan coming in. They always do, and we're gonna have to try and execute better than they can stop us.
Let me see if I'm getting it right. Sounds almost like if you do that you're letting their defense dictate to you. If you go out and do your stuff and then react maybe to what they do adjusting-wise, is that incorrect of me to assume that?
I don't really understand the question, but I can tell you that we're gonna have a plan. They're going to have a plan. We're going to both try and execute our plan as best we can.
I guess the question is this. If you go in not guessing or trying to figure out what they're going to do defensively and then read it and adjust, you're letting them dictate. Correct or not?
I don't understand the question. We're going to have a plan. We'll adjust. They'll adjust.
Fair enough.
Aaron, thoughts on just with Browner and Revis? I know you've probably seen Browner when he was at Seattle. Just what have you seen from the two of those guys at corner?
Yeah, they're a talented duo there. They both have different skill sets that they use their advantage. Played against Brennan in college, and he was a dominant player. And then, for whatever reason, he went up to Canada and came back, and he's been a dominant player since he's been back. He's a lockdown defender, uses his size and length really well. Darrell is been one of the best corners probably since he got in the league. With years under his belt, it just gives you experience, and there's nothing that probably surprise him. He does a great job of being patient on reading routes. He's got great ball skills. Everything he does is exceptional.
Aaron, I know that you're probably excited for every game, every weekend, but just how pumped are you for this game with another team that's considered in the upper echelon in the NFL?
We don't get up and down more for any other matchup. This is uncommon opponent as the AFC team. This time of year, you want to win all your games, especially the ones at home when you're in a position to control your own fate here. If we can, keep on a roll and hopefully get a home playoff game, that's what we're thinking about.
Aaron, kind of going back to when you were younger and, you know, Brady had already established himself, was Brady's kind of moxie and his attitude and the swagger that he played with, was that something that really, you know, you like to emulate, I guess, or that stood out to you?
I studied him in 2007 a lot in the offseason, in 06, when I was a backup, you know, going through quarterback school in March and April. I was a fan in high school, and so I don't think he's that much older than me. I don't want to date him too much, but he's always been one of my favorite guys to watch on film. And if we have a common opponent, I always enjoy putting on film when he played him, just to kind of see what he did against him.
I asked Tom earlier about the importance of touchdown to interception ratio and just the lack of turnovers. And you know, if you look at the career numbers, you and he are atop that list of touchdown to interceptions. You're over three. Is that a statistic that you take particular satisfaction in?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's just not turning the football over, whether it's fumbles or interceptions. It's trying to give your team an opportunity to stay in the game. You know, even if you're not playing your best game, if you're not turning it over, your team's probably going to be in the mix. And if you're being efficient and accurate and not turning the ball over, you're probably going to win a lot of games.
How often do you make decisions now that you might not have maybe in 2009, 2010, 2008 to put the ball in harm's way? Are you a much smarter quarterback, a little smarter, same guy, what?
I think every year you gain a little experience and the reactions come a little quicker and the thoughts come to your brain quicker, so you're able to make a little better decision. But you know, it's hard to speculate on those things. Those were growing years, 08 through 10, where I was really trying to perfect the things that I was doing with our offense. And our offense has definitely changed over the past 7 years, but I like the responsibility that I have, and I know my role.
Your numbers for the entirety of the season obviously are very good, but what is it about playing at home that you're even better there this year?
I'm not sure exactly. We've just been, we've 5-0 at home. We scored a lot of points. Our defense has done a great job creating a lot of turnovers. We've gotten up on teams pretty consistently the last four times we've played at home. So you get on a roll early, and defense gives you some short fields. It just gives you a lot of confidence as a quarterback. And then we've been able to hit some big plays over the last four home games, and that's kind of why the numbers look the way they do.
You said Brady's one of your favorite people to watch on film. Just curious, like, what about him? You know, what's your favorite thing about what he does? Why do you like him so much?
Well, you know, he's got great pocket presence. He's very accurate. He's really good with his eye control. He does a lot of things in the line of scrimmage. So just enjoy putting on the film if we got a common opponent.